Sif Talkers, here we go! In 5, 4, 3! Welcome to Sif Talkers, the Star Wars podcast! I'm your host, Mike Hulando! Joined by my real-life Star Wars brother!
Yarna Dal Gargon Steve.
Discussing, debating, a variety of Star Wars topics. From Hayden's Force Ghost, Dick Move, to Bail Organa being a prick.
Huh?
Yeah, so
who's Bail Organa?
Quickly here. So, Bail Organa.
No.
Right?
No.
Bail Organa. So,
who's Bail Organa?
What do you mean, who's Bail Organa? So, this is the guy who, he's got an option. Right? Hey, me and my wife, we've always wanted a little baby girl. So, you know what? Let's send Luke to fucking Tatooine. To the fucking dirt poor moisture farmers, why the girl, baby Leia, goes to the rich family and grows up to be,
Wait, I thought
royalty.
I thought Captain Pantook or something took Leia, the black dude. And Revenge of the Sith or whatever? The captain.
Bail Organa. What?
No. The black dude, the general. He was with the queen
Captain
the whole
Panaka?
Time.
Captain Panaka?
Yeah, Panaka.
No. Bail Organa.
Not Panaka.
All right, listen.
Panaka take her.
What's Leia's last name?
Skywalker.
Oh, no, my God. Yes, but what's her adopted last name?
Skywalker.
Oh my God! It's Organa, Princess Leia Organa.
But she was taken by the black dude, Captain Pantook.
No, Bail Organa. Remember, he's the guy who saved Yoda after he fought the Emperor. Bail Organa.
I didn't. Yoda just hopped out.
Anyways, Bail Organa. At the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Uh huh.
Is it a prick move? Dick move to be like, well, me and my wife, we've always thought of having a baby girl. Wait a minute, dude. Did you give any thought to the son? What about taking the son to Alderaan? And maybe he grows up to be, the fucking president, El Presidente, or some shit. Well, of Alderaan.
Well, no, because
or
this
the
move,
prince well, of no, Alderaan. Hey, that's, no. That has a nice ring to it.
Yeah,
the
but
prince
no, but,
of
but no,
Alderaan.
But no.
What do you mean no?
This movie was made in the 70s. This isn't a Disney movie made in 2019.
But no. My point is.
No, that's my point.
No. My point is, if the movie was made today, of course. Yeah. They would put the girl
it.
In the life
right.
of luxury. No, no, no,
no,
no.
No, right? no, 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 you're wrong. No,
they
you're
take
wrong.
The they would take the girl and put her in a life of luxury.
Yeah. Right? You're wrong.
No, but they throw.
No, but no, because they wouldn't, because the girl would have to be the main cast member now. The girl would have to be Luke, and it would be Leia's story, and Luke would be just a fucking yucky prince that had just a tiny little bit of dialogue to kind of move the story along.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Could you imagine Luke being Prince Luke Organa of Alderaan?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only home. I want to play with your lights.
But I was just going to, give Obi-Wan the Death Star plans.
Yeah, you can. He's sitting there talking to Han.
She's my sister.
That would be how it goes, though, right? Han and Luke would be Peter Poppin', right? Peter Poppin'.
Han, oh, you got such a big blaster. All right.
Don't ever tell me the odds.
Never
or how big your penis is.
Kid, I always shoot first. All right, Sif Talkers. So here's the very first question for all the Sif Talkers out there. Is it a dick move? Bail Organa choosing Leia over Luke. I mean, he didn't even give it any thought. I guess that's my point. My point is, why doesn't he look at Yoda and Obi-Wan and be like, we always thought about having a child.
A girl. They thought about having a daughter.
Should we take the boy?
They thought about having a daughter.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He was fucking biased to Leia. Why didn't he like even contemplate on taking Luke? Prick. Luke.
What?
Prince Luke could have had the fucking life. Yeah, then Leia could have been the hero of the fucking thing, and she could have redeemed her father. You know, the daughter-father relationship, you know?
And nobody would have watched that movie.
Yeah, you would have had Luke on
No one would have cared.
On Jabba. Hey, sis.
Luke Organa.
Luke goes to the Jabba's palace and saves Han, right?
So then Leia's the one that throws the lightsaber back, and it's now Kylo is Rey, right? And Rey is it's Rey. It's actually Reylo. Look at that, Reylo, and his name is Ben.
Exactly. You got the pissed off woman in Star Wars has the unstable lightsaber,
and since the new story's already about a guy, they actually bring Anakin back because they're like, well, it's fine. It's already about a dude, so we can bring him back now, right?
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, let's go fucking snub.
All right. Anyways, Sif Talkers, was it a prick move by Bail Organa to not even give any thought to taking Luke? That's where I'm getting at. I think it's a prick move. At least consider it. You know, even Yoda. Maybe the boy to Alderaan should go.
All right.
I mean, come on. Something.
Here's what's funny to me. Here's what's funny. Lando's upset. Wow, I just hit puberty again. Lando's upset because a character in Star Wars didn't make a decision, didn't sit there and contemplate a decision. No, wait. He's upset that a character didn't contemplate a decision. But when it comes to Luke standing above Kylo, contemplating a decision, Lando says, that's fucking stupid. He would never contemplate
it. Luke, it's not in his character.
I'm so sorry. You just understand his character better than Bail Organa. What if Bail Organa is as pure as Luke? Huh? Yeah.
Clearly he's not. He didn't give any thought.
He's not a dick.
He didn't give any thought to the boy. The boy who could have been the Prince of Alderaan.
You guys know how to vote at home. Clearly,
all right.
He's fine. Yeah.
You want the Prince of Alderaan?
If you agree with Lando, then you like, you like The Last Jedi. I just want to be very clear.
You agree with Luke Skywalker's role
in The Last Jedi.
No. And you know The Last Jedi is.
You know, you haven't said anything about my name, and it really upsets me.
All right. Moving on. Dalgargan Steve.
Sure.
Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I looked it up. Duh.
So I don't need to see here. Hands free. I don't need to look anything up.
Do you think I would know how to spell that if I didn't look that up? Look at that name.
So, hold on, so don't say anything. You know who Yarna is?
The whole reason was to see if you know who she is.
In Jabba's palace.
Ah, which one?
The bigger dancer.
Yeah.
She's dancing, the music's going. She's
The big one survives. It never made any sense to me why they fed him the small one. Like, you figured they would have pushed the big one down. Like, the Rancor would be like, the Rancor's looking up. Like, and if he could talk, he's like, what the fuck, guys? This one's like all the meat. You hand me this piece of shit.
And her name is Ula. So, quick fact there. The one who went down to the Rancor pit, her name was Ula. And then, the other one is Yarna.
Okay.
Nice little fact there for you.
Yarna Doll Gargan. Oh, I don't know. However you say it. D-Y-A-L. Doll.
Hut Dancer. All right, Sif Talkers. So besides Yarna over there, we would like to do a very, very special thing here near the beginning and actually go to the Sif Talkers sponsors, the Death Star Movie Podcast. All right. Take it away, TK. I don't know who's on there anymore. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Death Star Movie Podcast. I'm your host, TKANUS, with my partner in crime, YDGS Stormtrooper. YD, I didn't go to YD school to be called YG, okay? Fair enough, YD.
Yeah, you hear about those new T-16s?
Really something. They are really something. Did you hear about Vader there? He was,
D-Y?
Hey there, how's it going?
YD?
No, this is, CJ, Stormtrooper.
Well, hi, CJ. Welcome to the Death Star Movie Podcast.
Oh, hey there, man. How's it going?
So, thank you.
Hail, Darth Vader.
Hail Lord Vader. So, thanks,
Hail Lord Palpatine.
Hail Lord Palpatine. You really don't want to be in a room alone with that guy. All right. So, anyways, Stormtroopers, you troopers out there, welcome to the Death Star Movie Podcast, where, what do you know, we discuss the latest movie that was shown on the Death Star. And you know what, CJ?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it that they actually showed the first Star Wars movie.
It is one of my favorites, let me tell you. The Hellpod racing scene is just something to adore.
What'd you just fucking say to me?
The pod racing scene.
What did you just say?
The little female lady with the blonde hair.
Yuck. Yuck.
First.
Yuck.
The,
CJ, TK, CJ, Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna apologize here really, really quickly.
And a little girl in the,
Lord Vader! CJ just called you, douchebag.
Lord Vader doesn't know what he's talking about.
Wait for it, CJ. Thank you, Lord Vader. Alright. I am TKANUS.
Hello, TK. I'm a Stormtrooper. I just got out of college. I came into the Death Star, and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, that is amazing. You are better than CJ.
Thank you, TK. I've always looked up to you. I've watched all of your training classes.
Oh, thank you so much. So we're discussing the very first Star Wars movie that was shown on the Death Star.
Oh, you mean the one about the Jar Jar Binks and all of the Gungans? And the guys underwater? They're my favorite.
What did you just fucking say to me?
The guys, they come out of the water and have the balls.
Yuck! Yuck! You know what I have to say to you?
What the heck?
Yuck! Lord Vader!
What is he doing here?
Wait for it.
Hello there, TK.
Well, hello.
I heard we're talking about New Hope.
We are. We're talking about the movie that was shown on the Death Star last night. It was the very first Star Wars movie, Star Wars A New Hope.
And
I must say,
yeah.
Who in the fuck builds a super planet-destroying web? I'm sorry, I'm getting a little overwhelmed here with emotions.
But
who builds a super power station?
Well done,
man. That takes them 20 years! 20 years!
That's a long time, isn't it?
And puts a 2-meter hole in it.
Well,
to destroy it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe, and hear me out, right? I was thinking maybe that
systems in your helmet.
I do.
Okay. My thought is, I don't think that they figured a blaster could actually go through a 2 meter hole. Now wait for it. I don't know if you know how the interstructural is, but I actually helped build it. Well, I didn't, but my grandpops did, right? There's a ventilation system that's blasting air upward, okay? So up a tunnel, right? In an L-shaped form with a 2 meter hole. Now, we need ventilation or we're going to die. Or, what if you light a fire? We need ventilation to let the fire out, right? In the inner space.
You are so smart.
Thank you. I graduated in 4 degrees in the Galactic Empire.
Hold away.
Yeah.
I actually have yes. So, Justin, we are building a new Death Star.
What are we doing now?
And I have contractors on hold.
Okay.
To give us an update.
Right.
Okay. So take it. So let's go to them.
Right.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
Oh, Benny, what's up?
Thank you,
TK.
So, Tony, you know, so TK, let me give you an update here. So, the circle, you know, whatever, it blew up. So, you know, this guy in black, he comes up to me and Tony, and he says, Johnny, Tony, I'm going to need some help building a new super weapon. And I said, these are the right guys for you. I don't know who put a 2 meter hole in a fucking space station. You know, Tony, tell him, Tony.
Yeah, see, the thing is, Johnny, is we needed the hole. I don't know why we shy away from this. I'm just telling you right now, the hole was needed. You understand? You got a hole, you put a hole. What we do, we put a hole, we put an angle. We take the angle, we put some air, we blow it upward. I don't know how a fucking laser beam goes into a hole down a fucking air shaft. Now, my question to you, who made the decision to put the whole fucking power plant at the fucking bottom of this hole?
I don't understand. Like, the torpedo goes down the shaft.
I don't get it.
At a 90 degree angle.
Against the wind, huh?
A ventilation shaft.
Against the fucking wind, huh?
Look.
You know what? Who they hire again? I'm just saying.
But Tony, so we're going to build Lord Vader. We're going to build him a brand new Death Star.
Brand new.
It's
state of the art. We're going to start with one half, though.
Just a half.
Just a half.
And we told the Emperor, yo, it doesn't matter that we're only halfway done. Leak the location to the rebels. Yeah. It's okay. They can just fly right in.
We got fucking shield generators and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So we're good.
Hey, Johnny, you know, your dad and my dad, they worked together too on the that one ship a long time ago. That little girl, he fucking flew that fucking yellow thing in there. I don't get it. Popped right in the fucking slit.
Well,
I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. We learn from our mistakes. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Who builds a droid control ship with no ray shields?
That makes no sense.
The ship just flew right in.
Made no sense.
Shitty construction.
I don't get it.
We're not going to make that mistake.
Nope.
What were we talking about? I don't know. Back to you, TK. There's your update for the new Death Star.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for the update. So what? On the Death Star, we hired the same people that made the first one.
Yeah, but I think there's... Why would the Emperor leak the location of the Death Star when it's only half done?
What a fucking chode smoker. You know what I'm saying? Wait for it. Insanely long death, wasn't it?
This is Stormtrooper Mark reporting for action.
How are you doing, Mark?
Alright, so I'm just gonna chalk this up. Star Wars New Hope, what a piece of shit. 2 meter shaft,
fucking lousy construction on this thing. Vader's my boy. Sorry, everybody. No new song this week. I got some things in the work. I mean, it's all this. I've been quarantined on.
Wait. Are you the Stormtrooper, Mark?
Yes, I'm Stormtrooper, Mark.
Oh my god, you are the Stormtrooper! I've been stuck in quarantine. I am such a big fan, Stormtrooper, Mark. I love all of your hits.
Oh, thank you.
Big fan. I love how you and Vader, the buddy.
Yeah, that's why I can say the first Death Star. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's great stuff, isn't it?
So, alright. So this has been the Death Star Movie Podcast. This is Marky Mark, signing off. Back to you, Sith Talkers.
Big fan is what it is. I love everything you do.
I can sign your helmet.
Oh, would you mind?
Absolutely.
Would you come over maybe later? I can make you some tea. I'll make some great tea.
I use the best
in the world.
Some little secret about Marky Mark Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
I love a man in uniform.
Well, then I have a good uniform. I got the black uniform because I'm the Imperial Destroyer guy, right? So, I mean, it's slendering. I gain a little bit of weight, but that's not fine. Is it?
As long as the uniform comes off as easily as it came on.
Well, man, it's kind of hard. If someone were to hold a gun to me in Canada, I would have a hard time getting on my knees because of the uniform. I'd have to take it off slowly. You know, I would say it's a toy gun. But that's not a here nor there. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I'll be over there in a jiffy.
I will swing, and sing sweet songs in your ear.
I cannot wait for that.
Lovely.
The fuck was that?
Oh, boy.
What was that?
They forgot to, like, cut the transmission. Like, they forgot to... Swing
I think we saw way too much of the. Oh my god!
Why was the Stormtrooper British?
I don't know.
Sounded British.
I mean, in fairness, Obi-Wan's British. So there's no England. Like,
well,
it's one of my favorite part of science fiction movies that don't have England's or Russia's, yet the accents all still exist. Yeah. What? If that doesn't exist, why do you speak differently than Luke did? Like, it was?
All right, Sith Talkers, from the Death Star Movie Podcast, before we get into one of our segments, I actually want to start kind of like a newer segment, what we'll do every once in a while. This is going to be Trailer Reaction with Yarna Dalgargan-Steve!
Yeah, I can't wait.
So whenever, like, you know, obviously, and it doesn't have to be Star Wars, but like with anything, when their new trailer drops for Star Wars, Steve always reacts to it on the podcast. So now that we're on YouTube, I'm going to have him react to, look this up real fast, Jedi Temple Challenge. Just look that up. And what we'll do is I'll share the trailer so everybody can see the trailer as you react to it.
All right,
since we're on YouTube,
Star Wars Jedi Temple Challenge.
This is the new Ahmed Best kids show that's going to be on YouTube. All right, hold on.
I'm ready when you are.
Let me do a screen share here. Okay.
Ready? Ooh. Yeah. Whoa, real space. Not real space. Multicultured kids, that's good. Oh, look at him trying to... Foam pit! Yeah, look at like they're like gray. What is happening? Oh my god, is that Ahmed Best in a Jedi robe? Use the Force! Look at it in the circle! This is fucking... Legends of the Hidden Temple Star Wars edition?
It's like fucking Tomb Raider.
What the fuck is this? What? Whoa! We use a force!
Oh!
Oh! Strip! No!
knowledge, bravery.
What is happening? Yeah, don't give up. Jar Jar says don't give up. Yeah. Oh, this is one series that they really hope Anakin doesn't show up at the end for. if you feel me.
Master Skywalker.
Oh, God. Could you imagine that ending plot twist, right? Jesus Christ.
Master Skywalker, we finished the challenge. What shall we do?
What was that? Oh, my God. That would be
so hilarious. There you guys
Why
go.
Are your comments turned off for the video? That means comments were on, but someone was like, oh, shit. That means Ahmed Best still gets that much fucking hate if the comments are turned off.
I don't know why, man. I don't think he gets that much hate anymore. So
he's a
But yeah, there you guys
actor.
Go. There's the Jedi Temple Challenge kids show with Ahmed Best.
So it's Legends of the Hidden Temple for people that are my age, but with Star Wars.
Yeah, man, it looks like that. Indiana Jones / Star Wars. Sorry, man. How do we apply? how do we apply?
Can you just know? Can you go to my screen share really quick? This is look at this face.
Hold on.
what is that? Like,
all right.
It is stupid.
Yes, that is stupid.
Oh my god.
Shit. I'm surprised Lucas hasn't came out and been like, this is the best Star Wars ever.
Ever.
It's got my favorite character. Jar Jar.
How long can George Lucas say that? Like, I know you invented him and invented the technology, but is he still really your favorite character? Still to this day.
I guess.
If we were to ask George Lucas in 2020, is Jar Jar Binks still his favorite character? Curious. Come on, George. Hey, you can call in.
Anytime
you want, George.
Anytime.
At SifTalkers. gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll give you a personal fuck you. Strictly for, what's his name?
Oh, man. All right. So, Death Star Movie Podcast, Jedi Temple Challenges. You all know where this leads. Into, right? You know where this leads into. Everybody should know where it leads into.
Dagobah?
Oh.
Close. Another special edition of Dick Time with Lando, Star Wars character versus Star Wars character. Who has the biggest dick? All right, so another special edition, Yarnadal Gargun Steve. God damn it, that's like such a long name to say.
You say it so well. Wait a fucking second. Why are you able to rattle off Yarnadal Gargun Steve? No fucking problem.
Don't say it. Don't you fucking say it. Don't you fucking say it. I know what you're about to say.
What am I going to say, Lando?
Biggs.
Biggs.
Steve.
You can't say that, but you're not a Gargan.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Unbelievable.
All right, so this is a special edition Dick Time with Lando. It is supporting cast Dick Time with Lando, right? So a supporting character from Star Wars needs to be the character for Dick Time. So, of course, a nice supporting character. I brought him up earlier. Bail Organa. That's Lando.
Not a supporting character.
Yeah, he is. Supporting character to the Star Wars universe. Bail
Organa.
No,
it's not. That's like a, that's not. A background character.
He's a supporting character in the prequel.
That's not a supporting character.
Yes, he is.
Jar Jar is a supporting character.
No. Bail Organa.
What?
Supporting character.
Fine. Bail, okay, fine. Yeah, Anakin Skywalker in the last three movies. Oh, wait. You what? Said supporting character, not non-existent character. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he wasn't even mentioned. It wasn't even ever mentioned that, like, that was his lightsaber. Right? It was always referred to Luke's lightsaber.
It was Luke's lightsaber.
It was Anakin's lightsaber. Yeah.
But no, it was Luke's.
I know, because at the end of Rise of Skywalker, they bury Luke and Leia's lightsaber on Tatooine, but it wasn't.
Not Anakin's. Yeah, not Anakin's. It's
Anakin's lightsaber.
Yeah, it's fine. Forget about it. No big deal.
All right, so come on. I need a supporting character from Star Wars. Yarna del Gargon Steve.
Emperor Palpatine.
Okay, because he's, even though he's like
specifically in the last movie.
Okay, so the Rise of Skywalker Palpatine.
Yes.
With the half fingers.
Yep.
I will, Kylo, I will give you more power than you can possibly imagine. Really quickly here, let me bring this up. Why does Kylo need more power? Doesn't the First Order run all over the rebels in The Last Jedi? Like, literally, there's like 20 rebels left at the end of The Last Jedi. And doesn't the First Order rule the galaxy? So why would Kylo need the Last Order if the First Order rules the galaxy?
I'm just curious.
Serious. No, this is a serious question. Like, the First Order was already ruling the galaxy. So why would he need the Last Order? Once again, I go back to my point. Kylo has his lightsaber up to him, and he's like, boy, I will give you. I don't need shit from you, buddy. Yeah, just fucking kill him. The First Order is dominant, and it's the dominant force throughout the galaxy. Why does he need the Last Order? Or just kill Palps and take the Last Order, too. I don't know. I know they basically started from scratch with The Last Jedi, but that really doesn't make any sense. I just figured I would point out that plot hole there is the First Order is dominantly in charge of the galaxy when we get to the Rise of Skywalker, but they actually feel like they're not because it's felt the Last Order is needed to rule the galaxy, and it's not needed to rule the galaxy. They already rule the galaxy. Right?
See, here's the thing. I would have listened to everything you said if it was about a movie that was really well written or anything. But instead, you're describing a ridiculous plot hole for a ridiculous movie.
I was just thinking about it. Like that's something I really didn't think about. Like, I was just thinking about it. I was just like, why did the First Order need the Last Order? They did it. They're already controlling everything. There was like 20 people left at the end of The Last Jedi. I mean, I know Lando found about 1 million people there at the end of the movie.
Yeah, but wow. We've been fighting this big galactic empire, but all of a sudden you have hundreds of thousands.
And because it was Lando.
What?
It's because not Princess Leia's distress call, which nobody fucking showed up.
No.
Lando Calrissian.
Yep. What? Like, what?
And he found him about, like, 5 minutes, too.
Found him very fast.
No, come on. Like, the Falcon goes left, everybody else goes right, and, like, literally, like, 10 minutes later, there's a million people like, oh, that just traveled through to get to Exegol and showed up and...
Oh, ridiculous.
5 minutes.
You know what, though? Back to your point of biggest dick person. If you're considering Organa a supporting character, then I'm going to pick Captain Phasma.
Okay.
Because that's about okay. as a supporting character.
No, no, no.
That is not a supporting character. And that's not a supporting character. A supporting character supports the main lead. That's the definition of supporting character. These characters that we mentioned don't support shit.
Okay. So supporting character
would be like Han Solo. That's a supporting character.
Well, he's supporting a major character supporting character.
But it's a fucking C-3PO and R2-D2 are supporting characters. They're supporting the story of the lead.
Well, Bail Organa supports the story because he's the one who chooses who goes to Alderaan and who goes to fucking Tatooine.
All right, fine. Bail Organa versus Watto.
Watto. Yarna der Gungan Steve!
What's up, Watto?
You know what I fucking said to fucking Qui-Gon. Yes. What? You know what I said.
What did you say?
I said, Republic credits? I need something more real. No credits, no parts, and no one else has a T-16 hyperdrive. Boy, go clean the shelves. Well, little laddie, oh, you sure sprouted. Hey, maybe you can, help me get some money for, you know, from some deadbeats. He was all worried about his mother. I sold him to the fucking Tuscan Raiders. Don't talk Italian. They think she wandered off. No.
Hey, you're safe anyways, Watto. You're not a youngling.
Yes, Watto survived the war. Yes. Until, you know, the quarantine. And yeah. Now I have to fucking, you know, babysit Kito. So, but Kito's sleeping. Oh. Kito is sleeping.
Great.
So, don't bother him.
I won't.
Don't. Hey.
What?
Nah, the Gargan Steve.
Yeah.
I have a bag of Tidarian shush with your name written all over.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what, Watto? I forgot I don't like you. You're a dick.
Yes.
But you're better than Lando, so I'll
yes. Yeah. So, okay, so we're doing dick time, and we got Bail Organa versus Watto. And Watto has the biggest Tidarian dick out of them all. Bigger than Brother, bigger than Kito. Yes.
Well, I mean,
yes.
Let's. Is Brother there to defend himself? That seems a little, I don't know, presumptuous.
Yes.
Watto.
Hey, brother, we're doing dick time with Lando.
We made it.
Dick time with Lando. Yes. Dick time with Lando.
Yeah.
Who's got the biggest dick? Watto or Brother? Who's got the biggest Tidarian dick? Yes.
So,
Brother, let me first tell you.
Yeah.
Lando.
Yeah.
And Yarna Dal Gargan Steve.
Yeah.
They said Watto's got the biggest dick.
Who are you? Who are you going against?
Hey. Brother.
Who are you going against?
Brother.
Who were you going against?
Brother.
Yes. Who were you going?
Okay. So look, number one, brother. Number two, brother. Number three, brother. Okay, so it's multiple choice now. Which one do you pick?
I don't think you're understanding the question. Now listen to my words.
I'm listening. Yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
Who? You. You? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Who are you going against?
Against? Brother!
Yeah, sometimes you're two screws loose in the head.
Okay, so Sith Talkers. Hey, brother.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Sith Talkers.
Yes.
There is a question up in the corner. Yes.
Right
there.
Who's
got the biggest Tidarian dick?
Yes.
What do?
Or?
Brother!
What? Why won't you tell me?
Or Quito. Fuck Quito.
Quito has no dick.
Shh, brother, he's sleeping.
Oh.
He's sleeping. We don't want to wake Quito.
No. Okay, but hey, Wato.
Yes.
We take over podcast now. Yes.
Right now, Republic Credit.
Yeah.
We succeeded. Now we must celebrate because all the Tidarian restaurants are open. The Outback is open.
Yes.
Chicken on the Barbie.
Chicken on the Barbie.
With a side of a kettle fucking basket. Yes. Okay. All right, Sith Talkers. So you tell us who's got the biggest Tidarian dick. And this has been Dick Time with Watto. Who's got the biggest dick? Who's got the bigger dick? Who's got the biggest dick? Who's got the biggest dick?
Wait,
all right, Tidarian Talkers.
You said that you have a bigger dick.
Yes. Yes, it's just part of the theme song, bro.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. It's just a part. Okay.
Yes, okay, Tidarian Talkers. Yes. Okay. So if who tell us who's got the bigger dick? And if you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the Tidarian Brothers. Yes! Hit the thumbs up on your Tidarian hand, even though we have three fingers. And you can hit the thumbs down. If you hit the thumbs down, I will come over and I will put you in the Dune Sea.
Yes. Is this like the Vulcan death grip?
Yes. Follow us on all the social media platforms, brother. Yes.
Like?
On Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and shoot us an email. SithTalkers@TidarianTalkers@gmail.com. Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Next segment is the impressions.
Yes. Yes. Now it is time for Who Does It Better?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the segment where me and brother, we face off, and you Tidarian Talkers, you tell us who does it better.
What is it?
I explain good, right?
You know, you explain it so much better than that little fuck.
Yes, fuck it. Okay. So, last week, those fucks did the
Kyle fucking, quit the band.
Fucking Joker. Fucking terrible. Bullshit.
Yes.
Terrible.
It was awful.
This
that week, that the Steve fellow, he think he's funny. He's not funny.
No, you think he's so smarty.
He's not smart.
He's the guy who walks into a Watto shop and say, all I got is Republic credits. Yeah. Fucking dick. Okay. Okay, so this week, we are doing Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, I love that guy. Yes, he's the,
he is.
He is the racist chicken.
He is, yes. He's the big cock.
Who's got the biggest dick? He does. He does.
Foghorn Leghorn got the biggest cock because he is a cock.
Good explanation, Watto.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, we will do the impressions.
Okay.
And then the Tidarian talkers will tell us who does it better.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Yana Der Gargan Steve.
Yeah.
Brother.
Ready? Yes.
You go first.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Why, hey there, boy. What are you doing there, boy? I am Big Chicken. you know joke, I tell joke. Boy.
Pretty good, brother. Yeah, yes. Thanks, okay. Bro. So now it's time for Watto.
Yeah.
Foghorn Leghorn. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, hey there, boy. I say. Prissy, you get, gosh darn it. There you go. Foghorn Leghorn for what? Yes. 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 Brother?
All right, fucker. You want to do Foghorn Leghorn, do you? Waddle, get the fuck out.
All right. What the fuck's going on?
I don't know.
What just happened?
I had to go pee real quick, and then this happens, which is awesome.
How long were they? Man,
I don't know.
Fucking finished dick time.
But I heard.
They went into one of our segments.
I heard Brothers Loghorn Foghorn, which apparently is what we're doing this week.
Oh, who does it better? Okay, yeah, so Foghorn Leghorn.
Which, by the way, he has the bigger dick. He's a cock.
I mean, he's a giant cock, for Christ's sake. Of course he has the biggest dick. All right. So Yarna, Dal, Gargan, Steve.
Yeah.
Floor is yours. Right. Foghorn Leghorn.
Wow. Well, I told you. That's a joke there, see, boy?
That's my best Loghorn Foghorn.
Okay.
Yeah, Foghorn Loghorn.
All right, so there was Yarna, Dal, Gargan, Steve. All right, so here's Lando. Well, see here, boy. Prissy, here's an egg, Prissy. Oh, I see, boy. There you go, there's Lando. Prison. There you go. All right. So, Sith Talkers, who does it better? Let us know. Was it Yarna, Dal, Gargan, Steve, or Lando for Foghorn Leghorn?
Or did you like Brothers or Watto's?
Or Watto or Brother. Yeah. There you go. All right. So, really quickly, because I haven't done this yet. You know, if you're watching on YouTube, you know, please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the thumbs down button. Hit the bell notification. You know, leave some comments below. Let us know what you feel about Yarna over there. I'm going to make you do the dance before we get off of the podcast today.
That's the character I wanted to be in Star Wars. Remember when we did that segment?
All the audio listeners, thank you so much for still listening on audio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, your Google.
Do you like the fact that he calls it Apple Podcasts when the only type of podcast is like Apple?
Well, it changed to Apple Podcasts. Oh. That's what it's called now. Oh. Anyways, thank you so much for audio listeners, for subscribing, and follow us on all our social media, all at Sith Talkers, on Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook. Shoot us an email, sifttalkers@gmail.com. All right. So this week, Sith Talkers, we really didn't have like a main topic. This was just a bunch of a hodgepodge, I like to say, kind of episode where we just kind of do some fun things, do some segments.
Like I said, the branding, Sith Talkers, my new branding for us is we are your alternative Star Wars podcast show, right? Because that's what we are.
Did you know hodgepodge is a soup?
I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah. Every time we say hodgepodge, we're referring to hodgepodge as a soup made of a mixture of various ingredients.
I did not know that. So I didn't even do this at the beginning because I did kind of an old school intro. This is episode 60, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to name it, but like this is just hodgepodge. Like a hodgepodge episode. So.
Oh my God, please put the picture of the fucking soup. I bet you nobody knows that hodgepodge.
All right, I'll put it in the thumbnail when I make the thumbnail. So one quick thing I wanted to discuss, and then we'll do a couple more segments. And then we'll just wrap it up. I did want to discuss, because at the very, very beginning, I talked about Hayden Christensen's Force Ghost. Is that a dick move? So what
you
is
mean
your
the
opinion?
Fact that it's not in the last movie? Yes, dick move.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to that. And that's why I say Hayden Christensen's Force Ghost broadly. So let's think about this. So let's strictly focus right now. I guess you can say this is kind of like our main little topic here, but like Return of the Jedi. I'm being serious. Are you okay with Hayden Christensen's Force Ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi? Or would you rather have the original version of the Sebastian Shaw Force Ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi?
I actually like the fact that it's Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
And I have a reason.
Is it the George Lucas reason?
I think so. If his reason is that's the way he looked before he turned to the dark side.
Before he became Darth Vader.
Right. So he would come back as his pure form, which would be him looking like a young Jedi.
And that's the George Lucas explanation.
Now, yes, which is why Obi-Wan would still come back as an old person. That's Alec
and Luke
and
Yoda.
Luke and Yoda, because they died as,
and Leia, because Leia showed up a Force Ghost at the end of The Rise of Skywalker.
Correct. Old, so I think sometimes we give George Lucas a lot of shit, but at the end of the day, he did write all this. And that is, I think, a very smart writing style. And I think that makes sense.
Okay. So even for Lando over here, you know, Lando likes the original cuts of the movie. And I don't know. I keep saying I'm like original cut guy, but I'm like, I like the new Return of the Jedi song. I actually like.
Ew, you actually like the song?
We talked. You weren't on that episode. That was I did that episode by myself. It was. Do you like the cha cha ba da ba na na na, or do you like the special edition one?
Oh no,
song.
No,
I love the special edition. Return of the Jedi song at the end.
Yeah, you're crazy.
So, and I also do like Hayden Christensen's Force Ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi. I completely agree. When he dies as Anakin Skywalker is when he joins the Emperor in Revenge of the Sith. So yeah. If he comes back as a Force Ghost, it would be that version of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
It just makes sense, man. What Force Ghost do you like at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Is it blatantly disrespectful to the original actor? Absolutely.
Yes.
100%. If we're not talking about the fictional characters in the movie, it's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But if you're just saying for the congruency and the make sense of a movie, it completely makes sense that he comes back as that.
And that's one of the things I like about George Lucas, right? Because
he's not worried about fucking people over for the movie.
No, that's
what you meant.
Serious note.
Ask David Prowse.
I like how
George fucks people over.
I like how George Lucas,
he puts the movie first,
likes to connect everything, because we didn't get the connection with The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. But George Lucas changes things to connect things. And that's why I really don't mind Hayden being at the end of Return of the Jedi, because it connects Revenge of the Sith to Return of the Jedi. And that explanation makes sense and it connects it. You know, you talk about a hodgepodge of movies, Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. It's a hodgepodge of movies, right? So they tried to connect everything, but just because you bring the Emperor back, that made no sense because he wasn't even brought up in The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi. it doesn't connect. Yeah. No, it doesn't connect as well, right?
Because it didn't connect. It could have, like, you know, Hayden Christensen's Force Ghost could have showed up at the end of the movie.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Fought the Emperor one last time because Rey somehow figured out how to bring Anakin back, which would have been the ultimate weapon against the Emperor. Yep. And then all the Jedis could have appeared behind Anakin saying, "You're the chosen one, Anakin. Fulfill and the destiny. Fulfill your prophecy.
The chosen one."
And he would give the balance back to the Force. And the last two Jedis that would remain are who? Rey and Kylo. And you would have some type of future conflict with good and evil.
It's perfect. And you talk about Anakin and the prophecy and the chosen one. Like, it just makes sense. And it would make sense that only Anakin, right? Because the Emperor died and survived. It makes sense. Only Anakin can truly defeat Palpatine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right? And only Anakin would have the power to manifest himself that strongly, to wield lightsabers and wield the Force as a ghost, because he is the chosen one.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I guess that's where I'm getting at is like, yeah, he would be the only one with the Jedi to completely obliterate Palpatine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we wouldn't see if the way I'm telling it goes, we wouldn't see Luke grab a lightsaber as a Force ghost because he can't. We wouldn't see Luke as a Force ghost raise the X-Wing because he can't. We would see that one Yoda scene where he could do something, but only one thing. But we would see Anakin come back, grab lightsabers,
His lightsaber.
Not Luke's. His. And we would see how powerful he actually became in the light side of the Force.
And then on Tatooine, Anakin's Force ghost, Luke's Force ghost.
All of them.
They all appear to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that makes way more sense, man.
Yeah, and then it's the same thing. It's very fan-pleasing. It's the same concept of we're going to jizz on fans' face.
Yeah,
but, like, why not finish? It's like they half jizzed on your face the whole movie, and instead of giving you that last drop of jizz in your mouth that the porn stars are like, give it to me, they don't. They didn't wiggle it out. They wiped it off with a towel.
That would have been Anakin's Force Ghost for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Like, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about Anakin's Force Ghost.
You like my jizz analogy, sweetheart? Was it perfect? Is that what you do? And I just, All right.
Okay. All right. So Sith Talkers, what do you guys think? Right. So once again, Anakin Skywalker, Force Ghost extraordinaire. We're going to do a couple more segments and we're going to wrap it up. Let me get him. Because you love him.
Yarna Dal Gargon Steve! Ooh! Ooh, muy, muy.
I'm just glad you're not Sipu. That's all. I thought he was going to be Sipu.
You said know what time side is?
Yes, I do.
Moving close to Jar Jar! Ooh! Yarna Dal Gargon Steve! Tarples, I'll be there in a minute. He's so pushy. Captain Tarples. Oh, okay. All right, Sith Talkers. Last week's movie quote was Captain Tarples! Okay. Oh, you so ready for the new movie quote?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes.
Here, sir, we go, sir. You say, Bundegasa, Dessa Krasta Bassa, his blibber, then banished. I am not vain, Captain Tarpos. You shut it. Go back under the covers. Thank you.
Charger.
How? You're not our Gargant Steve! Ooh!
Did you just...
Sith Talkers, leave your guesses below! Oh, you want to hear it one more Misa time? Ooh! You say Boongasa, then crush the boss's head blibber, then banished! Woohoo! This has been Movie Quotes with Jar Jar!
Oh, muy, muy, Captain Tarples. Ooh. No, 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 don't put Yusa's clothes back on. Bye, Steve Goggles! We are free! Upcoming, Captain Tarples. What?
What just happened?
I think the meaning behind Yusa and Big Doodoo this time is like just a whole nother thing in my head now. All right, Jar Jar.
Are we allowed to make gay Ahmed Best Jar Jar jokes? I just thought about that. Is that allowed? Are we PR'd for that?
I've been doing it, so.
There's someone that's watching this that like, oh my god, Lando's such a dick.
All right, so for all the Sith talkers out there, the quote is, you'd say boom to Gassa, then crash the boss's head blibber, then banished. There you go. There's your movie quote.
Oh my god.
Oh,
is this real?
Is what real?
Nothing.
Jar Jar?
That's the movie quote that he went with.
Movie quote.
Good.
All right. So from Jar Jar to Boo!
No! I am 3POO.
Great.
Human joke relations. Yarna D.
DB69.
Yeah, what's up, DB69?
Are you ready for a real joke?
Yes.
Did you hear about Michael Jackson and Darth Vader?
No.
Neither wanted to remain on the dark side.
Shaman.
Oh my god, that's... Usually I don't like his jokes. Oh my god.
What? Why are you guys so ignorant?
Ignorant.
Don't be ignorant.
Your little mustache.
Oh man. Oh, DB69.
That was great.
I am the
POO joke of the week.
Yeah, your joke was great, Sipu. Great, thank you. You can turn off now.
Yarna.
Yeah.
Darth Vader asked Palpatine how many pizzas should he get.
How many?
Palps ordered 66.
Order 66. That's a good one too. Darth, how many pizzas should I order?
Order 66.
It'd be really funny as if like he says it again and all the troopers go, oh, we're good again.
Order 60.
Next time I don't call. I usually use my phone, but if I would call, it'd be like, Mr. Lando, how many pizzas do you want? How many pizzas do you want to order?
Order 66.
It's going to be all fun and games so that dude turns around and shoots his coworker.
Unlimited power!
Unlimited pizza! Ah! It's a pizza party on the Death Star.
Why did I turn the Watto / Palpatine there? What's happening?
It's a piece of party on the Death Star. Luigi, are you going to have the pizza?
Luigi, yeah. Look at the pizza.
Oh, it's going to be so good, Mario. Oh,
you know, we got the 66 pizzas. You know, we have the pepperoni. We got the sausage and the mushroom. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Mario's got the sausage.
Oh, yes, Mario, you have the sausage.
Yeah.
Is that why you ride the great dinosaur with the long tongue?
That's Yoshi. Yoshi! Yes, my sausage goes into his Yoshi.
Is that why the princess runs away all the time?
Yes, she's in the castle.
She goes to fuck the turtle.
Yes.
Why am I keep talking like this? Why am I a mix of like Jerry Seinfeld? Hey! What is going on? What is happening?
I don't know what's
going
on.
Why did I turn into Jerry Seinfeld at the end of that? What is going on?
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right, Sif Talkers, before we wrap up, I just have one really quick news story, which this is really interesting, I think. Star Wars fans sign petition calling for a 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith.
Whoa.
Okay, so Yarna, Dal, Gargan, Steve, guess how many people have signed this petition?
How many?
Over 16,000. People have signed a petition because they want a 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith.
This made Yahoo News. What the fuck?
That's right. Sif Talkers, we bring you the important stories. We want a 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith. I mean, if you could ask for anything in the Star Wars world, what do we want? We want a 4-hour version of Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Oh, what? My God. Good Lord.
I mean, okay, so real quick, if a 4-hour version is out there, why wouldn't Disney then just say, okay, fine, you want it? Here, we're going to sell it to you for $34 on a brand new Blu-ray disc or digital download for $29.99.
They'll put it on Disney Plus, please.
No. They're going to make the money. They're going to say, hey, you 16,000 people that wrote, you pay me $100.
Now,
I'll give you a 4-hour fucking...
If they release the uncut original edits of Star Wars, oh my God, Disney would make so much money because everybody would buy those. Everybody would buy a 4-hour cut of any Star Wars movie. Give me a 3-hour cut. I'm not asking for a 4-hour cut. Most, like, right, the average Star Wars movies are 2 hours and 15 minutes to 2.5 hours. Give me a 3-hour cut. That's like a half hour more footage. I'd be just as happy. Because there's more scenes in the Anakin Obi-Wan fight on Mustafar. The only reason I know is because when you watch it like on TV, there's different added fight moments on the TV version than what we have on Disney Plus and our Blu-rays.
It's weird.
It's very weird. So we know there's extra footage, you know, and there's deleted scenes, Yoda landing on Dagobah and,
dude, this has been going on forever.
Yeah.
People have been demanding this since last year.
Yeah, it's just, it was a hot story on Yahoo, and I was just like, oh, this is interesting. So,
I know it's like taking up steam now, but I'm just saying, like, apparently this has been a thing for Star Wars fans.
Yeah, it's just,
we want the 4-hour cut.
It's just like, make Solo 2 happen, right? There's a petition, make Solo 2 happen. 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith.
It says with original ending? What is that?
I don't know how else the movie can end. I mean, the ending is Anakin becomes Darth Vader, you know, Luke and Leia go to the
planet. Oh, that's Organa. He's the dude from Dexter.
Jimmy Smith. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I just thought that was interesting. All right, Sif Talkers, we're going to wrap it up this week. This has been episode 60, the hodgepodge episode, for your pure entertainment. Because if you want to view a paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it Want to change the Star Wars world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know without Darth Vader or Emperor Palpatine. Jar Jar will, he will be, if you truly wish to be.
Oh, Gene Wilder, the king of perfect pauses.
All right, Sith Talkers. Before, like I said, the pre-wrap up, before the wrap up, I just want to thank everybody out there for always, you know, hanging out with us week in and week out. You know, we are here to entertain and have a little bit of fun in the Star Wars world. We're not your serious Star Wars podcast. We are your alternative Star Wars podcast show. And we are here to entertain you, have some fun, and just hang out. And so I just want to thank everybody on YouTube that watches us, all the audio listeners that still listen, you know, subscribe, download the podcast, hit the thumbs up, all the good stuff. Follow us on all the social media platforms, on Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook. Shoot us an email at Gmail, sithtalkers@gmail.com. Give us some questions for Master and Apprentice, and we will answer them, anything. Like I said, our favorite this, our favorite that, whatever. Do you want to see Yarna Dal Gargan Steve do the Yarna Dal Gargan Steve dance? Right? From Jabba the Hutt?
All I know is I'm sitting here on YouTube, right? We're like, you know, looking up the 4-hour cut, blah, 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 blah. And part of the suggestive thing was Anakin's Yippee episode one.
Yippee!
And they have one where it's just on a loop. Yippee! Yippee! Oh my god! Just realizing that that's Darth Vader. Yippee!
Oh. All right, Sith Talkers, this has been episode 60, the Hodgepodge episode. I've been your host this week, as always, Mike Hlando! Ferrando, joined, as always, by my real-life brother,
Yarna Dalgorgan Steve.
And may the Force be with you, Sith Talkers. Yippee! Always.
The Banky Mundo.
Yippee!
Yippee!
God. Oh, how awesome is that? If Darth Vader grabs the Emperor at the end of Return of the Jedi, pops him over his head and just goes,
yippee! Yippee! I'd rather hear that than the
no.
No. Jar Jar, if you get your head caught in the energy beam, it'll go numb for hours. My tongue is foul. Tongue. Wrench. Wrench. Tongue.
Oh, Jar Jar.
You know what I like is Qui-Gon, because his little buddies come up. You're going to be Pantha Voodoo, Annie. Like, what a dick. Like his little buddies come
up. You know who's...
The kids come up when they're building a podcast, and he's just like, you've been building this forever. Hup, you're gonna turn into Bug Squash, Annie. And they like run, they leave.
It's not that, man. What surprises me the most when I watch episode one is how much Padme's a bitch. Just a royal bitch. The whole movie. Wait, you've never actually won one? Well, no.
Well,
I'm pretty fucking good.
Well.
And like the whole time, she's just doubting everything quite.
Yeah, because Wano's like, she's doubting like, everything. Well. I saved the pot. Yes, he did.
She's a bitch.
He's like, well, you're not betting on Anakin? No, I bet heavily on Sabova. Sabova always wins.
Like, at some point, Qui-Gon literally looks at her because Qui-Gon knows that's Queen Amidala, right? He's not fucking stupid.
I think we need to do an episode just about the biggest dicks in Star Wars. Because listen, like I said, the kids that show up to Anakin's pod, dicks. And the only one that stays is fucking Keto or whatever fuck his name is. Kiddo. And then Qui-Gon, because this is a deleted scene, just knows his fucking name. Nobody told Qui-Gon his name. But He's like, hey, Anakin, use this as a power source. Kido, come here. He's going to start it up.
We can read his thoughts as a kid.
So. Qui-Gon, how do you know his name?
His thoughts. He's a kid. He was in his head.
All right. So till the Enders was Anakin's friends dicks.
Well, dude, like, we could go into it too. Like, again, I haven't seen the movie as much as you have, but every time I rewatch a Star Wars movie, I take away something different. Like, how much Han Solo was a dick? Like, I know he was he's a dick.
He's
like,
a dick too.
Fucking dick. Like, all the
so,
way.
So, what do you think about her, kid? So, Luke is like, so Han, what do you think about her? Trying not to, kid. Good. but she's got a lot of spirit. I don't know. What do you think? A princess thing? No, I don't think that at all.
Sit down, princess. It's just like, damn.
All right, Sith Talkers. On that note, I guess future episode ahead, the biggest dicks in Star Wars. On that note, Sith Talkers, we are out.
Yada Dalgargan Steve. Order 66 pizzas. Yeet.
Right up my ass.
But it's a lot of dicks. I mean, penises are everywhere. I'm telling you, you will love this TV show.
Awesome.
All that joking aside, it's a beautifully written TV show. It's really good.
All right, Sith Talkers. Here we go!
But there's a lot of penises.
Okay. All right, Sith Talkers!
I mean, like, an exuberant amount of penises, too. Way more than the normal penis.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, 30%? Like,
60%? Yeah, like, there's a pool scene, and it's all, instead of a bunch of naked women, it's a bunch of naked men, and penises 100%. Are just, like, penises are just flopping, but they're not boner, they're all floppity-doppity.
So 100%.
Yeah, penis.
Perfect. And it's like, listen, this guy rocks.
Ha, hey! Ah, listen to the original one.
Oh, the original one? Yeah.
God, Ula's smoking. Oh, look, there's my character! She's right there, her back fat's hanging out. Look at Boba Fett just enjoying himself, crossing his arms like, yeah, baby.
Boba Fett's in there. Yeah.
Ooh, like who's it. The... Oh, yeah. Some clarinet. I gotta rewatch Return of the Jedi. Jesus.
Hell yeah. All right. Anyways. Yeah, man, that's a...
Oh my god, I didn't realize how sexually suggestive this is. Good god. Jabba's like, they zoomed into Jabba and he's like. Does he want to eat her or fuck her? I don't know. What is it?
Both.
And does Yarna Dalgargan, does she have six breasts? She does.
They would like to share their Death Star.
This song is terrible. Oh god, I have a spot on impression of that right now. That is awful.
All right, we got to move on. I'm gonna edit
awful.
All that out anyways.
That's fucking awful. Why would you edit that out?
Well, I'm gonna put that as an outtake for sure. So pulling the curtain back a little personally here. Anything that Yarna Dalgargan Steve tries, he usually becomes like an expert at it. Bowling, expert. Saxophone, expert. Being a dick, expert. So, you know.
My specialty.
Being a dick is our specialty.
Hey, all the Sith Talkers out there, you need to be shouting at your screen right now. Tell Lando to take his headset off, put his chair back, and do his Michael Jackson dance. He's been doing this since I was a little kid.
Yep.
Do it.
Like right now?
Yeah, right now. What's stopping you? Yeah. Take your headset off. Put your chair back.
This will 100% be an edited outtake, everybody. So only you YouTubers are going to see this at the very, 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 very end of the video.
Do it.
Do it. All right, here we go.
Yeah. All right, guys, so now that he's not listening, just put on a Michael Jackson song here in about a second.
Room in here.
Oh, this makes me so happy right now. Yeah, here we go. Look at his shorts. Oh, we can see you. We can see all of you. Yep, you're good.
Looks better if I have like a
shirt
I can flip.
No, that looked perfect.
Not
I promise.
Shorts. Either.
No. Your face was cut off. It was just your body. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was awesome.
Because I'm all, you know, lanky and stuff. So.
Oh, that was so perfect.
Hello there.